Inside Red Bull Bora Hans Grohe, the podcast from OV Bay Online on the Tour de France. For 3 weeks, we are joining team manager Ralf Denk as he guides the biggest and most successful German cycling team through the Tour de France. Do you have questions for Ralf Denk? Send them to tobias.rufofmedia.de. And now, enjoy the new episodes.
Remco Evenepoel wins the individual time trial in Tonnon-les-Bains. Florian Lipowitz has to end his Tour de France. We speak with the team manager of Red Bull, Bora Hans Grohe, about this day, which represents joy and sorrow like perhaps no other. Hello to France, to Ralf Denk.
Hello and greetings back to Rosenheim.
Ralf, how is Florian doing? Have you been able to speak with him?
Since the time trial was from A to B and I was at the start, I said goodbye to Florian and Remco and wished them all the best. But I haven't seen or spoken to him since the crash. I know he is on his way to the hospital with our medical team and I don't have any more information yet.
Well, he's doing as well as can be expected under the circumstances, but there is likely more than just skin abrasions. But I do not want to fuel any speculation here. We simply do not know yet how he is doing.
But considering the circumstances, he is doing well, meaning there is nothing like a concussion that we really need to worry about. We are just talking about injuries, right?
Yes, it is too early to say, but you saw the footage on television. He walked away from the crash site. He was not carried away. That is always a good sign. But as I said, I do not want to start any speculation now. We need the test results first, and those are still pending.
Exactly. It is now 7:15. Is there any idea when we can expect a diagnosis?
Yes, in the course of the evening, that will come out and then we will distribute it accordingly. But I feel incredibly sorry for Florian and I also feel sorry for Remco because he rode a brutally strong race, beat Pogacar again, and there's no real stage win atmosphere here on our drive back to the hotel on the bus. And that is a bit of a shame also for Remco, but of course, also for Florin, that he cannot continue.
Exactly. We will talk about Remco in a moment. You are currently stuck in traffic. You told me, Ralf, where are you exactly?
Yes, on the shores of Lake Geneva, back to the hotel. And yes, like every day, traffic jams are just as much a part of the Tour de France as cycling itself.
Exactly. Let's talk briefly about Florian's crash. How do you assess it? His mistake, a racing incident that just happens, the course layout, I mean, that corner was quite something. Florian wasn't the only one who had problems there. Even the grandmaster, Tadej Pogacar, had to be extremely careful at that spot.
How do you assess the crash?
Yes, that is correct. Tadej Pogacar also worked his magic in the corner, showed great riding skills because otherwise he would have crashed too. Florian was already riding at his limit. We naturally have all the split times and the carefree 19-year-old Paul Seclas, who is already considered a downhill prodigy because he comes from a cycling course and has great bike control, was slower on the descent than Florian. That means Florian was already at his limit on the descent before the crash corner. And yes, in the corner, that was way too fast. So that was unfortunately too optimistic of Florian to go in there. And I don't see anyone else at fault.
That is a racing accident in the heat of the moment. When something is at stake, you have to take risks. In this case, he took a bit too much risk.
Okay, let's take a look. Let's look at the winner who secured the double. Let's look at Remco Evenepoel. Yes, that was a flawless individual time trial today. Or did you spot any tiny little mistake? I didn't.
And I mean, we are also with the performance, also with the whole simulation, how we approached the race. He basically beat our simulation a little bit too.
He had a great day. He did everything perfectly from a technical standpoint. The equipment was right. So a big congratulations to Remco, and a great victory for us as well.
Did they do anything differently also regarding the equipment so that he could even beat that simulation? Did his mindset perhaps also play a role after the victory on Sunday?
Yes, of course, it was negative, the win for such an upcoming time trial. He also received a new bike from a prototype bike, which currently only exists in his size.
And that is a new time trial bike, the next generation. Perhaps that was also the deciding factor. But as I said, a phenomenal race and worthy of an Olympic champion and world champion in this discipline.
Exactly. And a runner up in the general classification at the Tour de France. That moment, Florian crashes. Do you tell Remco that it was Florian? Do you even tell him that there was a crash? He came after him, so he should be extra careful. How does something like that work in the heat of the moment?
No, you know, of course, our sports director who was behind Remco today, that was Klaas Lodewijk. And of course, they knew what happened in the corner, but you don't tell the athlete.
They say the corner, you know, might tighten up a bit more than was expected during the recon. You don't take full risks. You already have a 20-second lead, but you don't tell him that Florian is out. Remco only found out at the finish line. Showed a great gesture there and was also quite shaken himself. What was also a very, very nice gesture in my perception was that Florian, when they said goodbye before the race today, also wished Remco good luck once again. And that was already an indicator that the two harmonize well, or rather have harmonized. No, only Remco is left, but that doesn't just affect Florian, who is in the infirmary, but it really affects the whole team, including the riders, quite a lot.
Yes, but that harmonious duo, we have mentioned it time and again. You said it from the start. These three extremely tough Alpine stages are coming up now. That is exactly where this harmonious duo would have been essentially important.
Yes, it is a shame. As I said, the Tour de France continues and tomorrow is a new day. I also want to mention Mattia Cattaneo again today, who finished in sixth place. It was not planned, but he finished sixth for us in the time trial and he is in top form and the whole team must stick together now. We are one man down and tomorrow we continue.
Yes, can you say yet what impact this will have on the team's tactics, or is it too soon? Do you have to sit down now and reorganize things because you really didn't plan for something like this?
No, on paper, tomorrow would probably have been the last classic breakaway stage, but with Florian missing, things have changed. We have to see how we approach that, and we will discuss that this evening, but it is still too early for that. We have not even arrived at the hotel yet.
Exactly. Let's look at the general classification. You also said that after the time trial, we would take a closer look. Sure, things are turning out differently than planned, but as you say, the Tour de France goes on. Remco solidifies second place, takes half a minute from Pogacar, but is still 4.5 minutes behind. He was able to significantly extend his lead over Del Toro and Seixas. That is 2 minutes 20 on Del Toro, 2 minutes 40 roughly on Seixas. Can we now say that second place is the clear goal?
Yes, definitely. And that will be hard enough because the mountains are very, very high and long. And, there will be a bitter fight from an Isaac Del Toro, from a Paul Seixas. John Ayuso is on a bit of a downward trend. I don't really see him in the game anymore, but those two, including Remco, right now, I unfortunately only see three riders for two podium spots.
And that will still be a hard, hard piece of work for Remco too and for us on the team.
Exactly, Ralph. A topic that keeps coming up is are the doping controls. You were also tested on the rest day at around 10 p.m. They were at your hotel. Is that procedure still acceptable?
Yes, as I said, the regulations allow for checks to be carried out around the clock and at 10 o'clock at night. Well, one person might have already closed their eyes a bit, but not much has happened yet. And well, these are blood tests and they are over relatively quickly. You don't have to wait until someone needs to go to the bathroom. The blood is just drawn and that is done quickly, so it was not a big deal. And you can see here that it is taken very, very seriously because our sixth place finisher, Mattia Cattaneo, had checks again right at the finish today. So 24 hours, two checks.
Now, of course, there are graphics, there are opinions that draw a direct comparison. Vingegaard is tested at night, crashes, has to leave the tour. Florian is tested, crashes, has to leave the tour. But from what I'm hearing from you now, you can't take that as a reason and say, maybe that little bit of focus was missing.
In our case, 100% not. In my opinion, there is no connection there. And regarding the Vingegaard case, I am too far removed from that. I also have too few details to be able to evaluate it.
What is the mood like on site regarding this topic? I mean, it is on everyone's lips right now. L'Equipe reports that a Paris court even ordered these nighttime checks. Yes, I can imagine that this causes a certain amount of unrest. Or does it look different within the inner circle of the Tour de France and everyone remains very calm?
Well, I can only speak for our team. We are relaxed and support the whole thing because we do have a dark history in cycling. We need that, or rather, we can no longer sugarcoat it. And I also said at the beginning in some interview that cycling is the most closely monitored sport there is, that other endurance sports would struggle to match cycling. And very few people know this, funds these tests itself. That means the teams, the racers and the organizers pay into a pool so that exactly these checks, like the ones we had yesterday and today, can take place. It is a fund that is worth millions and this money is used for these checks and that is why it is, for us, completely normal.
And as I said, you have to test because you want to have a credible sport too.
Okay, thank you. So, we are already looking ahead to tomorrow. I had prepared listener questions. Please forgive us. So much has happened today and the connection in the traffic around Lake Geneva is not the best. So, let's look at Wednesday. It starts at 1:20 p.m. with arrival expected around 5:15 p.m. It goes from Chambéry to Voiron, covering 175 kilometers. Yes, it starts turbulently, four mountain climbs, three category four, one category three, but they are all in the first third. Breakaway or sprint?
What is your feeling?
I do not believe in a sprint tomorrow. First, the course is too hard and we are in the third week. The rider's strength is fading, which for me is also a big indicator that Tim Melier, who won three stages here from Soudal Quick-Step, is no longer in the race. He has dropped out. That means the team will be missing to control the race as well. And there are still so many teams here that haven't won a stage and don't have a sprinter. That means, in my opinion, the winner will most likely come from a breakaway group tomorrow.
You have won two stages. You are on track in the general classification. Does that mean taking it easy for you? Or if a door opens, that you might go for it after all?
We always want to win sprints and a Tour de France stage is something special, but we have a completely new situation now with Florian dropping out today. And so we will assess the situation this evening, decide what we do tomorrow, and then we will discuss that with the riders as well.
no decision will be made in the next few hours. We cannot make a decision in the next few hours.
Exactly, but in just under 24 hours, we will know more. Then we will talk about the 17th stage. Ralph, if the opportunity arises, I have also already received messages on behalf of many, many of our listeners. All the best and a speedy recovery to Florian Lippowitz. Congratulations, which must not be overlooked, on the second stage, win in a row with an incredibly strong performance by Remco Evenepoel. Have a safe trip home despite the traffic. Thank you for today and we will talk again tomorrow.
My pleasure and best regards. Have a good evening back in Rosenheim.
That was the latest edition of Inside Red Bull Bora Hansgrohe, the podcast from OVB Online on the Tour de France. You can find the podcast on all common podcatchers and on the websites of OVB Media and Ippen Media. Thanks for listening and see you in the next episode.